neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hanukkah, the halakha does not obligate us to have any seuda like Purim. So in Hanukkah, we're not obligated to have bread, say Hamasilah min haaretz, Birkat Hamazon. There's no obligation. But it's brought that if you have a seuda, as we did, and you have some shirim shel Hanukkah, and you say the Torah, then the seuda will be seudat mitzvah. So now they ask, what's the foundation of this halakha? We should have seuda or not seuda? If you're not supposed to have seuda, okay, we not have seuda. So what does it mean that you can have seuda and make it seudat mitzvah? What does it mean? So now it's explained that in Hal HaNisim we say Bimei Metityah Ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. So now, who was Metityah? Who was he? No, Ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Did you say Hal HaNisim? Yeah. So who was Yochanan Kohen Gadol? Who was he?
The father of Matat.
Hazar Baruch. Beautiful. Very nice. Who was he? You know his back, you know his profile? Yeah. He went to Kodesh Kodashim for 80 years. And then in the end, he became Reform. After 80 years, Reform. They call it Siddukhi. Yeah. So now the question is, how could one to go to Kodesh Kodashim for 80 years, and then he become Siddukhi? He become Reform. He became Kofer, Kafar. How could it be such a thing? Rabbeinu Ari, Zechuto Magen Aleinu, Rav explains that happened to be, this is impossible to imagine that somebody that went to Kodesh Kodeshim like a Malach for 80 years, how can he all of a sudden 180 degrees, he will change, he becomes Siddukhi? So Rabbeinu Ari explains, happened to be one time, Yohanan Kohen Gadol ate from Kodeshim the meat after holy sacrifices. And when he ate it, he didn't have the right kavanah that what he's eating. So this is asur. Why? Because when the Kohen eats the meat of the sacrifices, that would cause that the one that brought the sacrifice, his avonot will be mechaper, will be cleaned up. So now here, Rabbeinu Ari explains that when he had the basar kodashim, the meat of the holy sacrifice, the way he ate it as al ha'esh, barbecue. He had no intention of holy kavanah. So then all of a sudden, the whole system of Yochanan Kohen Gadol changed. From holiness, he crashed. He became Siddukhi. Yeah, just one time. So now here, in Hanukkah, we mentioned, there's no such a thing, like in Al HaNisim HaPurim, you look next to it, we don't say Mordechai, who his father was, do we? No. Or Esther, who was the mother was, or the father was, we don't mention anything. But here in Purim, in Hanukkah, we mentioned that Matityahu, his father was Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Why? Back to Halakha. Here, the Seuda that we have in Hanukkah is not Seudat Mitzvah. He says, whoever that have the Seuda in Hanukkah with the intention of the Kavanah, that this is for the occasion of the holy festival, then becomes Seudat Mitzvah. But why? What is such a Halakha? Because this goes back to remind us what happened to Yochanan Kohen Gadol. After 80 years going to Kodesh Kodashim, he became Siddukhi, he became Reform. And here the message of Rabbi Kadosh explains is very, very, very powerful. And what is it? That we have to be very cautious that anything that we enjoy of, we have to devote it to Ribono Shel Olam. And that is, when you come to eat, when you drink, you go to sleep, and it says, Behold, derachecha de'ehu. You should say, Hareni ba'le echol l'shtot, sheye bari b'chazar la'avodato shemitbarach. That means, I eat and I drink. Why?
To serve
to get up like a lion to come to Beit Knesset in the morning.
I'm going to have some coffee. Why? Because I want to be right awake to do my tefillah with Kavanah. That means every enjoyment that you can have in life, you can devote it to
Ribono
Sha'olam. That means you're eating, drinking, sleeping becomes mitzvah. Mitzvah. Every step that you get, you take, it becomes part of Shulchan Aruch. And it's such an unbelievable thing that you see Yohanan Kohen Gadol after 80 years going to Kodesh Kodeshim, one time when he ate the basar, I mean the smell of the kebab, he could not stand it anymore. And then, unfortunately, he lost the intention that has to be with holiness and with the right kavanah. Hashem is Zakeinu to be able to observe the Bismarck, the Chod Erachei Hadehu. Whatever step that we take will be for intention of Ribono Shel Olam. Nizkeh v'yishuot and biyad goel seder b'karo.
Koel ha'nishomot, halel ko halelu ko. Koel ha'nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koel ha'nishomot, halel ko halelu ko. Koel ha'nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.